Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host this Saturday morning. And I have some good news if you are an Australian cricket fan. At last, Australia came back to form, but too late in the day. Reckon, you know, the old cliche, close the gate after the horse is bolted. Sadly, they showed their potential when they played against Oman at Palekele yesterday. Let's take a look at the scorecard. Australia won the toss and decided they'll bowl first, and they were fantastic. They bowled Oman out in 16.2 overs, just for 104 runs. Wasim Ali, the middle order, was impressive with 32, and Jitendra Singh made 17. Adam Zampa, the leg spinner, at last got his act right. He took 4 wickets for 21. Xavier Bartlett 2 for 21 as well, and Glenn Maxwell 2 for 13. The Aussies, under the leadership of Mitchell Marsh, got to the target in just 9.4 overs, 108 for 1. That's why I sort of made mention they got back their old form, but too late in the day, sadly. Mitch Marsh, 64, unbeaten in 33 deliveries, 4 boundaries, and 4 massive sixers. Travis Head made 32. So Australia have won this last game by 9 wickets. I also want to read to you how the points table in Group B read at the end of the league stage, because remember, Sri Lanka is in this particular league. Zimbabwe head the table, qualified for the finals with 7 points. Look at their run rate, 1.506. Sri Lanka were in second place with 6 points because they lost their game to Zimbabwe, remember? But they have got a much superior run rate than Zimbabwe. That's 1.741. Australia end up third, sadly, with 4 points. But their run rate looks good, plus 1.523. And in fourth place, the Irish. They got 3 points in the bag, there too with a plus run rate of 0.150. So that's good for them. And Oman ended up in 5th place, sadly with a run rate of minus 4.825. Dulip Mendis, who's the coach, will be concerned. But there again, these boys played against the big guns, and they have some very young players in their team. The bench strength was also given an opportunity to play. Nevertheless, we want to thank Oman, Australia, especially Irish as well, for taking part in the competition. They're out of the competition. We wish them all the very best in all their endeavours to come. Right then, let me also give you the league stage as to how the teams fared. We have the top 4 and the bottom 4. These two bottom lined up teams will go through to the Super 8s. Take a look at the top 4. India on top with 8 points, run rate of plus 2.500. In second place was South Africa, 8 points with a run rate of 1.945 plus. In third place was West Indies, plus 1.874. And in fourth place of Zimbabwe, the dark horses, plus 1.506. Now let's come to the bottom half. In fifth place, Sri Lanka, good run rate, plus 1.741. In sixth place was New Zealand, plus 1.227. Pakistan in the seventh place with 7 points, plus 0.976. And the English, sadly, ended up in the 8th place, plus 0.201. Now, the most important thing is this is the basic rating after the league stage, but all this could change once the Super 8s get underway. And I can assure you, Sri Lanka will be tested tomorrow, that's for sure, when they play against England at Palekele, because England have dominated Sri Lanka in all the T20 games. And like Australia, if they strike good, Sri Lanka will have huge problems to sort out, because the Sri Lanka bowling cordon looks extremely weak. Let's stay with the World Cup. The game coming up tomorrow, the first Super 8s game is between New Zealand. Today, between New Zealand and Pakistan, today at Palakkale. But tomorrow we have two games. So I'll talk to you about it on my podcast tomorrow. Right, still on to the World Cup. The top three batters in the league stage, Shadab Farhan of Pakistan, 220 runs, followed by two Sri Lankans, Pathum Nisanka, 199 runs, and Kushal Mendis of Sri Lanka, 182. So that's a bit of an achievement from a Sri Lankan perspective, two of their batters being among the three top batters in the league stage. The best bowler was Shadley from United States of America. He took 13 wickets. Michael Leakes, there again, from Scotland, 9 wickets. And Ngidi from South Africa, 8 wickets. You know, like we made mention, the associate members have given a good show in this particular T20 World Cup. I know most of them have bowed out, as you know. But as you can see, even where the bowling is concerned, the leaders are two players from the associate members. Right now, let's flip that page to the other side. West Indies women played against Sri Lanka women yesterday, and the good news is that the Sri Lankan women have won the first 50-over game by 10 runs. That's great news. Sri Lanka batting first made 240 for 6 wickets. Ashwini Pereira, 61, and Hasitha Samarawickrama made 66. Excellent. Hayley Matthews, 2 for 46, and Karishka Rabarek, 2 for 57. She was a little bit expansive. Now then, West Indies sadly were bowled out in the 49th over for 230 runs, conceding the first game to Sri Lanka by 10 runs. Stephanie Taylor made 66, Janaka Glasgow made 50, and as far as Sri Lanka's bowling is concerned, Inoka Ranavira among the wickets, 4 for 44, and Kavishka Dilhari, 3 for 48, which means it's being proved far beyond doubt that the West Indies are struggling against spin. But we also had the women's up-and-coming Rising Stars games played yesterday, the two semi-finals. India A beat Sri Lanka A by 5 wickets, comprehensively though. Sri Lanka made 118, India A 119 for 5 wickets in just 13.3 overs. But India A were led by Radha Yadav, the World Cup winner. What a player she is. I was surprised to see her on the park, you know, playing in A up-and-coming Rising Stars competition. But that's how India wanted, I reckon. So they are into the finals and they'll be playing Bangladesh, because Bangladesh women beat Pakistan women by 54 runs. Look at that score there. Bangladesh women made 110 for 8 wickets, and the Pakistanis bowled out for 54. That's about our cricket news. Just a gentle reminder, today is a great day. Palakkale is where we focus on New Zealand taking on Pakistan in the first Super 8 game. And tomorrow we have two games. Sri Lanka play England at Palakkale, and at Ahmedabad, it'll be India playing against South Africa. Both matches start at 7 o'clock local time. Even today's game will start at 7 o'clock at Palakkale. I hope Mother Nature will give us an opportunity to watch a great game. Quickly on to rugby as we join Shane Dullaver. The plate championship that was played between police and police and Air Force was wonderful to watch. Air Force won this game by 24 points to 12. They looked far more superior. And today is an important game. Today is the final, the cup final, and it will be played between the CRNFC and Kandy. The game coming up at approximately 6 o'clock this evening. You can watch it on Dialogue. 126 is the channel. It's played under lights at Longden Place. Well, that's it from me and Lakhit Peeris this Saturday morning. As you know, it's a Saturday, so we're going to spin two records for your listening pleasure.